Well, in France, mass protests have again taken place this weekend over the Israeli war on Gaza. In Paris, as in other major French cities, demonstrators have been out in force. Our correspondent Mark Vautier has been watching the events unfold.
Men and women, young and old alike, were again sharing the pain of the beleaguered people of Gaza. And they were calling for an end to Israeli attacks.
Nicolas Sarkozy is not doing anything. Anyway, he's Israeli. He is Israeli, so he's not going to do anything. So that's why people from Paris, Marseille, and all cities have to do something. And rich countries, developed countries, have to do something. Because, you know, we control politics and everything. So France, UK, and, you know, Germany, stuff like that, they have to do something.
And there was a special appeal to the incoming administration in Washington.
I don't know how to explain this, but I don't know why people don't do anything. And I have a special call to all presidents, especially the president-elect Barack Obama, to stop this, because America has to change its point of view about this. And France too, and all the countries have to say to Israel, stop.
Around 3,000 were present, according to the police, but three times as many, according to the organizers. This demonstration was largely peaceful, but a few bottles were thrown, and the police reacted with tear gas, but by only just enough to warn against further skirmishes. Passions about the Middle East are not confined to the Middle East, especially so here in France, which has the largest Muslim population in Europe. Mark Vautier, Presse TV, Paris.